Steve, that first 45 minutes, it seemed like everything went wrong for you.
Yeah, certainly did. And, look, I don't think I've ever been one down up to 20 seconds. Mm. A wonderful goal by the boys just doing their interview now. And then, of course, we've conceded again. And 2-0 down against a good Sheffield team obviously rocks everybody, you know, and it was an awful start, compounded with a couple of injuries. And Snodgrass, who I took a calculated gamble, he wanted to play. He broke a couple of ribs, cracked a couple of ribs. Typical Snoddy, wanted to play, but you could see that he was in discomfort. And then, of course, John limps off, which we expect. We think it's a broken metatarsal. We don't know the extent, how bad it is, but he's in hospital now with scans and x-rays. And so an awful afternoon is compounded by the loss of, obviously, them two, in particular John, which Snoddy, it's just a matter of time, and a couple of weeks might be okay with the hairline fracture that he's got. But John doesn't look so good at the minute.
How much of a factor was that in the game, losing John Terry today?
Well, you never ever want to lose your captain. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I thought Chris Samba come in and did very, very well. You know, we changed and went a little bit gung-ho towards the last 10, 12 minutes, see if we can get something. But now I thought we were nowhere near in the first half. You know, I thought we were rocked back, you know, by a stunning goal. And we found it difficult. Second half, at least we showed a bit of resilience and we huffed and puffed without having that real cutting edge to get something back a little bit quicker.
Robert Snodgrass didn't look happy when you brought him off. Is that good. Something you like, or will you be having a word with
good.
Him?
I'm delighted. Typical Snoddy, not most people wouldn't want to play. So fair play to him. And after putting himself up there, you know, I asked him before, are you comfortable? Not easy playing with injections and strappings. And I've been there myself, so I should have known a little bit better. It's always in the back of your mind. So when it was 2-0, I thought we needed a freshness and try and protect him a bit. And hopefully, after only 30 minutes like he's got, then it's not as bad as what it could be.
Just finally for me, no Josh and Noma today. Was that down to injury as well?
Yeah, groin, which is, we certainly missed him. I thought for energy and with drive, in that little person who can get between the lines, I'm going all tactical now. I thought we missed that today because they went really, really deep and we didn't really have enough guile to come off them and play to cause them enough problems.